Welcome once again to Everyday English. In a previous lesson, we met examples of sentences containing tags. We made a number of remarks on them, observing the fact that there's a formal resemblance between the statement and the question part of the sentence. For example,
he's right, isn't he?
He's right, isn't he? A statement and a question. The pronoun subject of the statement is repeated in the question tag, and so is the auxiliary verb. Here, the auxiliary verb is. I would like you to observe that most sentences containing question tags are such that if the statement is affirmative, the tag is negative, as in the sentence you just met.
He is right, isn't he?
He is right, isn't he? An affirmative statement followed by a negative tag. Now, here's another sentence.
We do not know all the facts, do we?
We do not know all the facts, do we? The pattern here is different. A negative statement followed by an affirmative tag. But now listen to this.
But he knows it, doesn't he?
But he knows it, doesn't he? Here we have an affirmative statement followed by a negative tag. We observed earlier that where the statement contains no auxiliary verb, we use the appropriate form of the auxiliary verb do. And here's an example.
But he knows it, doesn't he?
You left early, didn't you?
But he knows it, doesn't he? You left early, didn't you? Now, here's a short dialogue. I would like you to listen to it carefully, bearing in mind the points that we've raised.
I didn't quite get what you said. What was your question again?
The others said they wouldn't come to the meeting, didn't they?
But even if they didn't make it clear they would, you would still expect them to be here, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure about that. They have the right to be absent occasionally.
You would discourage this kind of behavior, though, wouldn't you?
We can't make strict rules about these things, can we? And even if we could, wouldn't it be too much to expect everyone to adhere to them slavishly?
Talking about rules, what has happened to the committee that was appointed to review the regulations and bylaws?
They didn't write a report, did they? I don't remember.
Neither do I. I remember who the members were, though.
Were they given a deadline? They weren't, were they?
If they weren't, you couldn't justifiably blame them, could you?
I would have thought that was the more reason why they should have finished the report by now.
Strange logic.
We are not always logical, are we?
We are not always logical, are we? And now, a look at some of the sentences once more.
The others said they wouldn't come to the meeting, didn't they?
The others said they wouldn't come to the meeting, didn't they? The others said they wouldn't come to the meeting, didn't they? The verb said is affirmative. The tag is, as to be expected, negative. An affirmative statement, negative tag. Observe also that since the verb said has no auxiliary attached to it, the tag uses the auxiliary verb do. Here's another sentence.
But even if they didn't make it clear they would, you would expect them to be here, wouldn't you?
But even if they didn't make it clear they would, you would expect them to be here, wouldn't you? You would expect them to be here, wouldn't you? Affirmative statement, negative tag. The subject, you, of the statement is repeated in the tag, and so is the auxiliary would. Here's another sentence.
You would discourage this kind of behavior, though, wouldn't you?
You would discourage this kind of behavior, though, wouldn't you? Affirmative statement, negative tag. And observe that the same auxiliary verb occurs in both parts of the sentence. The next sentence is different in form.
They didn't write a report, did they?
They didn't write a report, did they? Here, we have a negative statement followed by an affirmative tag. Here's another sentence in which a negative statement is followed by an affirmative tag.
Were they given a deadline? They weren't, were they?
Were they given a deadline? They weren't, were they? They weren't, were they? Add your sentence follows the same pattern.
If they weren't, you couldn't justifiably blame them, could you?
If they weren't, you couldn't justifiably blame them, could you? You couldn't justifiably blame them, could you? Now, listeners, I'd like us to go over the sentences again, the whole dialogue, in fact, this time more slowly.
I didn't quite get what you said. What was the question again?
The others said they wouldn't come to the meeting, didn't they?
But even if they didn't make it clear they would, you would still expect them to be here, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure about that. They have the right to be absent occasionally.
You would discourage this kind of behavior, though, wouldn't you?
We can't make strict rules about these things, can we? And even if we could, wouldn't it be too much to expect everyone to adhere to them slavishly?
Talking about rules, what has happened to the committee that was appointed to review the regulations and bylaws?
They didn't write a report, did they? I don't remember.
Neither do I. I remember who the members were, though.
Were they given a deadline? They weren't, were they?
If they weren't, you couldn't justifiably blame them, could you?
I would have thought that was the more reason why they should have finished the report by now.
Strange logic.
We are not always logical, are we?
No, we are not always logical. Well, listeners, that's all we have time for. Till tomorrow, it's goodbye from us, and have a good day.